And welcome now to the midday for a Thursday. I'm Norman Gilliland. The Youth Symphony of the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestras, henceforth known as YSO, is putting on a performance tomorrow night. That's Friday the 16th, 7:30 at the Middleton Performing Arts Center. And the conductor, Kyle Knox, will be holding sway over the fine young musicians and their guest soloist, who is performing the celebrated Rococo variations of Tchaikovsky. And he is Joe Johnson, who's also the former principal cello of the Milwaukee Symphony and currently the principal cellist of the Toronto Symphony and the Santa Fe Opera, which makes one wonder how he could even have time to come over. But welcome to the midday, Joe.
Thanks for having me.
And so the Rococo variations are Tchaikovsky with homage to Mozart, I think you could say.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, he was obsessed with Mozart. It was his favorite composer, I think, and this was his attempt to go back into the classical era and write something, you know, very light and definitely, you know, I wish that he had written a huge, awesome, bombastic Tchaikovsky cello concerto, but this is what we have from Tchaikovsky, which is the complete opposite. But it's a very charming piece, and something we cellists struggle and learn throughout our entire lives.
Really? How so?
It's one of those pieces that when you're playing, you feel very alone and naked. And, you know, I think when if we're playing Dvorak concerto or something like that, where you have this massive orchestra that you kind of just fit into like a glove, and it feels better. But with this concerto, the accompaniment is very light, not a lot of texture. I mean, perfectly written so that you can always hear the cello. And we're kind of dancing around the strings quite a bit. Very, very exposed, very difficult. And for me, it's just not one of those pieces that I go skipping into gleefully. But I do enjoy playing it, but it's also a little scary. And I think any cellist would, who's being honest would say the same thing.
Well, people certainly enjoy hearing it. It has some of Tchaikovsky's characteristic lovely melodies in it, and
yes.
Again, with the kind of 18th century cast, even more light and charming and melodic, you might say.
Absolutely. Small orchestra. It's kind of funny. We had a rehearsal last night with the youth orchestra, and it's a very big orchestra, and I've never played this piece with such a big orchestra. I mean, I think there were 14 cellos on stage and maybe 40 violins, and yet the standard wins. So a lot of the time we were spent like trying to get the enthusiasm level down a little bit.
Youthful players.
Yeah.
Lots of enthusiasm.
And they're a great orchestra, and very flexible and very eager to learn and listen, and we had a great time.
Well, give us a couple of insights into that wonderful set of variations.
Sure. Here's the theme, which is very, very simple and classic Tchaikovsky. Nice and simple, very, very flowing, very easy. And then he sets a bunch of variations afterwards dealing with this theme. So if I play the very beginning of the theme again, right, and then the first variation is, we have another variation that's very close to the original, but slightly more dancey. It's It's all very charming and incredible.
Sounds great on your cello, I must say. What do you have there?
This is a relatively new cello for me. I've had it about a year and a half, but it's an old cello. It's a Paolo Castello from Genoa, Italy. It was made in 1780. I kind of describe this cello as a Ferrari in neutral. It's ready to go. It always seems to be purring, and when I get this into a big hall, the sound goes all the way to the back row. It's the easiest cello I've ever played on, and you know, playing concertos with a cello like this makes it a lot easier to project over a big group.
So the cellist actually auditions cellos, doesn't he or she?
Absolutely. I mean, finding an instrument is a very long task, and basically it's so important because you're trying to find your voice and what you want to go out into the world. So I may love this cello, but somebody else may hate this cello, or and vice versa. It really does have to fit your personality. And we won't even get into the financial aspects of,
yes.
these amazing instruments, which are, you know, becoming unattainable on classical music salaries, and we're having to become creative and find sponsors and wonderful patrons to sort of help out with being able to play on these instruments that we should be playing on. And that should be played. Being a biased player, of course, I want these great instruments to be played. I don't want to see them in museums. But if you do keep them in a museum or in a private collection and they're not played, then you are preserving the work. But it's a little sad.
It's a singer who doesn't get to sing.
Right, exactly.
Well, one of the favorites, at least since Pablo Casals' time for cellists, is those six unaccompanied cello suites by Bach.
Yes, and playing Bach is, I think I never played Bach in public on purpose until I was in my mid-30s, because again, it's something that's incredibly personal. Everybody has their own interpretation and ideas about how to play Bach, and I think it's also one of these pieces that is continually changing and evolving with you as you go through life. So I really just didn't want anybody else to hear me playing Bach for the longest time. I would only play them in juries or competitions or an audition that I was forced to play Bach.
But well, it was some years before Casals himself played them in public.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, I feel like you have to go through life a little bit in order to really understand these pieces and have them live with you in your body, in your soul, in your mind for years and years and years. But that's why it's always interesting to hear, like, Rostropovich. I think he recorded them 5 or 6 times. And just to hear the evolution of how these same pieces, that nothing changes, the notes are all the same, but you change as a person, as an artist, as a human being, and you can really hear the difference. If anybody really wants to nerd out, that's a great project, I think.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of nerding possibilities there. Well, at this point in Joe Johnson's life and career, what does one of these pieces from Bach sound like?
All right, I will give you my current version of the G major First Suite Prelude. I'm
Come back in a couple of years and we'll see what it sounds like for the next iteration.
Sounds good.
In the meantime, though, let's see. So that was G major.
That was G major.
How about a contrast?
Absolutely. It's one thing I love about these suites is they all have six movements. They all follow kind of the same form almost. But each suite is a completely different experience, a completely different emotional experience, and so jumping from the first suite to the second suite is in D minor, and I'll play you the prelude for that suite. Just a completely different vibe, and just shows again the brilliance of these suites.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing with Bach, isn't it? That whether it's strings or keyboard, as he goes into various keys, it's a whole different emotional, spiritual world.
Absolutely. I mean, when I get done playing that prelude, when I'm playing the whole suite, it's kind of, sometimes it's really hard to move on to the next movement, because I feel like that prelude is, it's so deep, it's so moving. You just kind of want to live in that world, but then you have to, you know, go right on into something else, and but that's the beauty of it. And I've never played all six suites in one concert, which is a goal of mine, someday to be able to have the time to practice
go
that
through
much.
All those emotions and at times some technical challenges too.
I think so, but also for me it would just be like a personal mission, because I think for a while in my late 20s and when I was so afraid of playing Bach in public, I thought maybe I'll never play Bach in public, and what's wrong with me? And and now, you know, volunteering to play it on radio is kind of a. I would laugh at that 15 years ago.
Well, we're honored.
Yeah,
honored
too,
to have thanks. The Joe Johnson sound on the midday here on WPR. Joe is the former principal cellist of the Milwaukee Symphony and currently the principal of the Toronto Symphony and the Santa Fe Opera, and he's performing tomorrow night with the Youth Orchestra of the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestra's that WISO concert tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Middleton Performing Arts Center, and a good dose of Tchaikovsky. He'll be playing the Rococo Variations also on the program, Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony. The conductor and artistic director is Kyle Knox. Well, thanks for stopping by, Joe, and sharing some of that wonderful Bach and Tchaikovsky.
Thanks. It's always great to be back in Madison.